on the Bites. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. I hope all of you are doing fantastic. And if for whatever reason you are not doing great, then I hope that things get better for you. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about referrals, okay? We're just going to just look at referrals in general. So let's just get started. So let's first talk about what referrals are. So referrals are like somebody recommending you for a job or you recommending somebody for a job, right? And a referral can help you get your foot in the door. Honestly, it can help you to get the, the motion started. By motion, I mean the interview. I don't even know why I said that. A referral can get you an interview, right? A referral can potentially get you a job. And I don't mean that, once you're referred, you just get an offer letter. No, I just mean you can get an interview, you can do really well on your interview, and then you get a job. I mean, if a referral helps you get your foot in the door and you end up getting the job, we could then say that the referral played a part in you getting the job. I mean, because without it, maybe you wouldn't have gotten your foot in the door. I don't know, but maybe. Okay, just maybe. Okay, what a referral isn't, a referral is not a job offer at any company. I don't know a single company where you just refer somebody and they just hire them without, interview. I don't know any company. If you know any, please let me know because I got some people who would love to look at this company for opportunities, okay? But anyways, moving on, a referral does not also mean that you get an interview. And I will talk about this later because, yeah, it does not mean that you would definitely get an interview, okay? And it does not also mean that you move to the next round, whatever it is, okay? Maybe the next round is, I mean, maybe the first round in the process for this particular company is coding assessment. And we are talking about like software engineering and like, similar computer science disciplines here, but maybe they do coding assessment. A referral does not necessarily mean that you get to start the coding assessment. You understand me? So we're just gonna look at referrals. So let's talk about how people used to do referrals. From where I was coming from before I knew about all of this like referral stuff, I knew that people did, referred people, but it was usually, a friend or someone they knew. Like if I know somebody and I've been working with them for some time, I know their work ethic, I believe they're great, I would recommend them for a position if my job is hiring, or if the person is applying and they need, to put down a name or something, I'll let them, put down my name or whatever it is. And so that's how I used to think whenever I thought of referrals, and that's what I knew, okay? But this is how people do it now. So usually you're in the same network, group or whatever, and around recruiting season, people usually post like, I'm working at X, Y, and Z company. I can refer you if you want me to. Maybe they're doing internships there or they're doing full time and they will refer you, right? And I mean, usually there's a Google form. There's a Google form link that is attached to this particular post. And you gotta go in there, put your info in there, of course. Maybe there's a question in there that you have to answer about yourself or something so that it can collect as much information as possible. And then they pass this information to their manager or whatever they need to do. Okay. And this form, these forms, these referral forms, and I'm talking about the Google Doc forms or Google forms or whatever, they usually ask why the person is a great candidate. Like there's usually that thing that says, tell me why you want to work at the company, or like, why do you think you're a great candidate, right? So you're supposed to just talk about yourself since the referrer in this case doesn't really know you. Because like in most of these situations, the referrer is like I said, it's just somebody in your network, not necessarily like a friend or like someone or someone that knows you. Okay, so let's just talk about companies that uses referrals. Okay, I really want to say all companies use it, but I'm not sure because of course I haven't apply to all the companies there exist, but I do know that a lot of companies, and I'm talking about software engineering here, also talking about like similar computer science disciplines, okay? I think I just said the same word twice, and I said it the same exact way and didn't correct myself, but that's not what we're talking about. But anyways, almost all the companies require, use referral. They have a referral system. I can't say all because you never know, but a lot of companies uses like referral systems these days. And you know, like I said before, around recruiting season, so many people, both interns and full-timers, will voluntarily put out, you know, these like Google Doc forms. Or sometimes they just need your email, honestly. And sometimes it's just your email, and they're like, "Oh, email me at X, Y, and Z, da da da, and I will, you know, refer you." You know, so sometimes it works like that. And it has been said, and I know for a fact that a lot of the big tech companies, like, sometimes, okay, I can't say all the time again. Sometimes, most of the time, you do need a referral, okay? It has been said that you need a referral at these big tech companies, and that's like, you know, the FAANG, you know, the Google of the world, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Microsofts, the Netflix, the Apples, and big companies, you know, some of these other companies, even like that are not, you know, in the FAANG or like in what you will call big tech, you still. A referral can do you some great, some good. Great. It can do you some good. Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of companies do use referrals. It's great, right? It's a great way to, you know, get people to interview. It is great, right? So, yeah. The next question then is like, how many referrals do you need if you're going to be applying to these companies that I've mentioned that people say, you need a referral to apply to, which is not true, but let's just hold on to that, you know, for a second. But let's just say you're applying to any of these companies. Like, how many referrals do you need, right? I mean, do you need to get all the referrals you can get for that one particular company? In other words, like, if you know 50 people who work there, do you need to get a referral from all of them? What I've heard is that this is not a the more the merrier type of deal. Okay, I've heard over and over again that one referral is more than enough for a single company. You understand me? So if you're applying to like Microsoft and you get one person to refer you, that is more than enough. You don't need like 5,000 people referring you, and having more referrals won't necessarily do any thing extra for you. That's what I've heard. I don't know this to be true. I don't know it to be false. I don't know anything about it. This is just what I've heard over and over again. So I'm just putting it out there that you probably don't need multiple referrals for the same position or for the same company or whatever. You just one is enough. Okay. That's what I've heard over and over again. Now, with that being said, I have used referrals before. Okay, there was a time in 2019 where I saw people posting about referrals, and they were going to refer you to Microsoft. And I mean, Microsoft and all of these other companies is like a thing. It's like applying to them is like a thing you do, right? I just feel like, and I think I've spoken about this before. It's like a rite of passage, even. You know, it's like you have to apply to them and just see what's up. You know what I do? Okay, no. But yes, I applied. I didn't want to per se. I wasn't thinking about it, but when I saw the referral, I was like, yeah, why not try out my luck? You know, let's see what I do. Let's see what I can do. Let's see what I can do. Let's see if I can, you know. But anyway, so yeah, I saw that referral and I was like, yes, let's see. What am I saying? Let's see so many times. Okay, excuse me. But yes, I failed it. And I applied online on their page, on their career page, and I don't really remember how long it took for them to get back to me because this was like almost 2 years ago, but they got back to me at some point and I had a first round interview. This was with Microsoft. It was totally unexpected. I wasn't expecting them to call me. I mean, like, okay, and so I got the call interview for my first round. I didn't think I did great. And I think that's every, well, I can't say every, but I think a lot of computer science students have this like, we have this, I'm looking for a word and I can't remember, okay? We have this like thing where we don't feel confident in our skills. You understand me? We don't feel confident in our skills and like imposter syndrome. We have imposter syndrome. And so like it's very hard to believe. Even after doing interviews, you're like, am I gonna get it? No, I could have said this better. I could have explained that one better. I could have done this. So I think I was feeling that way after my interviews. Definitely imposter syndrome. I felt not great enough. I felt like I wasn't good enough, you know? And I mean like, yeah. And so but they got back to me. And they gave me the final round, but I couldn't do the final round due to some personal problems that I had. The opportunity just slipped away. I ended up not doing my final round, and it actually didn't hurt. I was okay. I'm still okay with it. Okay, I'm fine because hey, I ended up getting my dream job in 2020 and I'm still excited about it. Okay, it's the only job I wanted in 2020 and I got it. Okay, so we're excited. Okay, but yes, let's move on. But yes, I used a referral that time. It went through for me. I went through the first round and then got the final round, didn't do it. But the point is that I used a referral and it helped. I can't say, well, yeah, I do think that referral was what got me in the door. I don't know, but I do think 99.999% that the referral did what it was supposed to do. Moving on. Okay, there was also a time in 20, this was the first one was in 2019. In 2020, I wanted to use a referral for one of these FAANG companies, honey. And yes, it did not. They rejected me after that referral. They rejected me in like 0.5 seconds. Okay, and I'm exaggerating here, but you get the point. Like one of these big tech companies, I saw somebody, you know, saying they will refer you or whatever. And yeah, your girl put down her info for that referral. And I had already applied to the position. No, I think I applied after. It doesn't matter, but. There was a referral, there was an application, and there was a rejection. End of story. Okay, no, that's not the end of this story, but yes. So that is just, you know, to say that referrals don't always get you in the door. Okay? Referrals help you to get started. Like it can get you the interview or get you started in the process, whatever, wherever the process starts, it can get you there. But that's not necessarily true because you can have a referral and still get rejected even before the first stage. Okay, that happened to me. That happened to me. I had a referral, and yes, your girl got rejected. Okay, and there were also times that I didn't actually use referrals, and I did great. I got my foot in the door by myself. Okay. I didn't use referral for two FAANG companies in 2020. Okay. It was, again, it was that type of like try out your luck type of deal. I didn't necessarily want to work at these companies, so I'm not going to mention the name. I didn't want to work there because, like I said, I had a dream job and it's not a FAANG. Okay. But it was and is my dream job. And I wanted it so badly. And so, like, I didn't want to work at any of these big companies, but I just was trying out, you know, my luck. So I applied. I didn't use a referral because this was my thinking. I was thinking that there are people out there who really want to work in these companies and can take advantage of this referral. And most of the times, a lot of people who are, you know, saying I can refer you, we can call them referrers. They have limited amount of referrals to give. So I didn't want to take advantage of something when I know for sure that me not getting this opportunity wouldn't hurt me because it wasn't what my heart was set on. I don't know if you guys get me, but yeah, I did not use any referral in 2020. Okay. For these FAANG companies, at least I know how competitive they can be. I know a lot of people want them. I know a lot of people they want that referral. So I just didn't want to take something from someone who really, really would need it or really do need it. Okay. And so, yes, I applied to two of them. I'm not going to mention the name, but yes, honey, I got, oh, one was a FAANG. An original thing, and one other one was just a big tech company, huge. I've heard that this company is like bigger than all the same companies. I don't know if that's true, you know, I'm just saying, but yes, I applied to one FAANG company and then one other big tech, huge tech company, okay? And I got in. Honey, we got in. We got our foot in the door. We did. But I didn't want it, so you know. And when I started the interview process for both of them, okay, one of them I didn't even start because by the time I got the email that, you know, they wanted to do the first step with me, I had already accepted my job offer. So there was no need to try. I didn't want to waste their time. I just think that's the respectful thing to do because I had already accepted the job that I wanted. I had gotten my dream job. So I wanted them to pass that opportunity to somebody else who, you know, was waiting in line. Why waste time? You know, just no, don't do that. But yes, or do that if you want to. The other company though, whenever I got the opportunity, I hadn't gotten my offer yet. So I did take a stab at it. And yeah, I don't think I gave my very best. I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I did my very, very best. And I think that was because I had other assessments to do. I had other like interviews line up and I had to study different things at the same time. So I couldn't really dedicate time. And it was, this one had a time on it. Like you had to do it within a certain amount of time. So I couldn't really like, and I didn't prepare for it before because I didn't even think that I was going to get in because I didn't have any referral. So I didn't think so. So when I got the opportunity and it was time restricted, I was just like, yeah, let's just get it done. There was nothing I could do because I had to prepare for other assessments. I had to prepare for other interviews. And if you are, you know, if you are a software engineer or like if you have gone through that process, you know that, you know, even though they all say software engineering, they all have like different type of interview styles and you need to learn different things for different like interviews and even for coding assessments, like some questions are hard, easy. But the point is that I ended up, you know, just we didn't do great. We did not do great. And it didn't hurt me again because yeah, I mean the whole thing was unexpected. It wasn't what I even wanted anyway. So yeah, I was fine. But anyway, so yeah. Let me tell you something. There were also times where I didn't use any referrals. Zero referrals and I got my foot in the door. Okay, I didn't use a referral whenever I got my full-time job. Actually, I saw somebody online in my network groups asking, she wanted to refer people. And by the time that I saw it, it was too late. So I ended up not using any referral, okay? And I did okay. I ended up getting the job, okay? And also for my internship, I don't know for a fact if the link was affiliated with the company or the group, but I also applied with no referral, okay? Yeah. I don't know if putting the group that you're in or the organization that you're in or affiliated with counts as a referral. I don't know, but if it does, then I guess I did use a referral for my internship, but for my full-time job, I did not. And the other times that I got interviews with other companies where I did not use a referral, okay? So there are many times, in fact. So, but yeah, so that just goes to say and to show that you do not necessarily need a referral. Okay, there's also that question. I've seen people talking about this and I'm like, okay, but let's just talk about it for a second. There's that question that goes like, are referrals even trustworthy? Like, are you being honest if you're giving referrals to people you don't know? I mean, most times, yes, you don't know the person that you're referring, right? You've probably never met them in person, just, you know, an over the internet virtual relationship, or maybe none at all, okay? Maybe it's not even, you can't even remember them after, you know, and sometimes you even have to copy their last name because you don't even have time to read it. I've never done referrals, by the way. I'm just guessing how it would go if you had like a lot of people to refer. But anyways, so yeah, sometimes you don't know the people. Most times, in fact, you do not know who you're referring. You just know that you guys are in the same network groups and you don't know the skills they possess, honestly. You just know that if it's a group for computer science students, well, you guys are all computer science students and they're applying to a computer science position or you know, whatever you want to call it. And so, yeah, you know that much, but you don't necessarily know what skills they possess. You don't know their work ethic. You don't know if they're good workers. You don't know anything, right? And it's just like a favor, really, for someone in your network. I mean, yes, if you get hired, I've heard that some companies give bonuses for people that who refer. So that could be it. I mean, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you just have to trust that the person is great. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't care. You're just referring anybody. I mean, referrals can be trustworthy. I mean, I'm not here to lay the ground rules or the bricks for like truthfulness here. I'm not here to say do this and you be truthful. I really don't think it matters. At least it's not my place. It's not, right? But at the end of the day, let's just note that a referral does not necessarily give you a job offer, and it also doesn't necessarily put you through the door. I'm an example here, okay? Remember my story. And even when you get a referral, you still have to go through the interview process, okay? There's no special treatment for people who get referred, according to, you know, what I've been told and what I've seen and what I've experienced. There's no special treatment, okay? Because you're not the only one who is getting referred. There's so many people, you'd be shocked, okay? There's no special treatment here. There's no skipping parts of the whole process. I don't know if some companies do this, but I've never experienced, you know, anything where like I got special treatment and I got to skip like the first step or something. No, it has never happened for me. Okay. There's no like easy interviews, like, you know, watered down interviews for people who had got referrals and, you know, like special treatments. No, I haven't seen that, neither experienced it. I haven't heard of that before as well. I, according to my knowledge and what I've seen and what I know, everyone is treated the same. You get your foot in the door, and then everyone is treated the same from there. Your referral really, it just only, it's like a ticket where, like, once you get to the interview stage, they take the ticket, they rip it apart, put it in the trash. It doesn't exist anymore. It did what it was supposed to do. Now you have to carry the rest of the way and, well, hope that you get to the end and win this race. I mean, it's a one-sided race. Only you are racing, but you get the point. Anyways, yeah, so there's no skipping, there's no easy referrals. Referrals, I mean, it doesn't make you a cheat. I heard that before, like people are like, yeah, it makes you a cheat. Yeah, well, like I said, you can use a referral and still not, you know, and still not get your foot in the door. So yeah, it doesn't necessarily make you a cheat. So yeah, I mean, I don't think it makes you a cheat. That's a stretch. Okay, that's like a stretch. It doesn't. Okay, and I mean, at the end of the day, it's just a small push to get you started on the process. That is according to what I know. And I mean, if you're not a good fit, at the end of the day, you will be cut. Okay, so it's really not a cheat. Come on. Okay. So the question is, now that I'm going to be doing a full-time job, will I refer people? I tend to overthink certain things, and I tend to have to consult people when it comes to things like this. I hardly consult people about my personal life, but when it comes to stuff like this, things that could or might have potential to ruin my career, I will consult people, okay? And I mean, I want everyone to win. At the end of the day, if giving referrals this way is not illegal, if my bosses are okay with it, I will go ahead and hand out as many referrals as I can to anyone who needs it, okay? Because I want everyone to win. I want everyone to win. I want everyone to, you know, be able to get their foot in the step, the door, okay? That's if they don't end up where I ended up and use a referral and still get rejected. I hope not. But yes, you know, but I'm scared. I would want to make sure that is the right thing to do. I would want to make sure that I'm not breaking any rules. I'm doing what I'm supposed to. I mean, but yeah, In a perfect world, I would want to refer people who I know, people who I'm aware of their skill set, or people who I know will work hard or, and are, you know, have good work ethic. But yeah, this is something that I will have to talk to like the industry grown-ups, quote unquote, about to see what they think and what they say. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a big deal out of this, but yeah, I don't really know. It's a bridge that we will cross when we get there. So yeah, ending this podcast, I would just say I have benefited from referrals, as I mentioned before. I've also used them and still got rejected. And I've skipped the referral stuff and gotten my foot in the door and even got into the finish line, honey. Yes. So yes, you do not need a referral. But yes, if you get it, it's nice. It can help you get your foot in the door. That is always nice. I mean, that's what this is all about, to get your foot in the door and to, you know, hopefully get an offer. It's not a cheat. I don't consider it a cheat. If it is, and my opinion changes later, I will definitely do, you know, an episode about it. But for now, I don't really think it's a cheat. And yeah, you can use it if you have it. You can not use it if you have it. It's all up to you. Okay, it's up to you. And yeah, you can do whatever you want. But and I do know that you make the best decision for yourself, because we're accountable for our actions. And yeah, we make the best decision. We tend to make the best decisions for ourselves. So closing all this podcast, I just want to say, you know, with recruiting season creeping up, it will be in August, but hey, these months are they're like freaking going running, okay? So it'll be here soon. If you get an opportunity to use a referral for a company and you want to use it, great. If you don't, great. And I wish all of you guys luck. I hope that everyone does really great and you get opportunities, the ones that you're expecting. If you still haven't gotten a job, don't worry. You can and you will, I hope. And I'm praying for you. And I'm sending you good luck and good wishes your way. Thank you so much for listening to me. This ending is becoming long. But thank you guys for listening to me. And I will talk to you next time.